Texas Attorney General race headed for runoff election, incumbent Ken Paxton leads. By Catherine Hamilton on March 1, 2022. The Texas Attorney General race is apparently headed for a runoff election, with incumbent Attorney General Ken Paxton holding a lead several points below 50% at 12 a.m. ET. Decision Desk HQ and the Associated Press projected. With roughly 83% of votes cast in the state, Paxton received 42.7% of the vote or 628,695 votes. Paxton has heavily led his competition, including Land Commissioner George P. Bush at 22.2%, former Texas Supreme Court Justice Eva Guzman at 18.1%, and Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, at 16.9%. Texas law states that if no candidate exceeds 50% of the vote, the two top candidates advance to a runoff election. According to the projection, Paxton will face off with Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, on May 24, with a general election taking place on November 8. Paxton, who has been Attorney General since 2015, secured an endorsement from former President Trump in the summer of 2021. Notably, a local election headquarters poll, in partnership with Emerson College Polling in The Hill in late February, found that nearly half of Republican voters would be more likely to support a candidate endorsed by Trump. Only 16% said it would make them less likely to vote for that candidate. It is going to take a patriot like Ken Paxton to advance America First policies in order to make America great again, Trump said in a statement. Ken has my complete and total endorsement for another term as Attorney General of Texas. He is a true Texan who will keep Texas safe, and will never let you down. The same poll showed Paxton winning 43% of the vote in the Republican primary, with Bush trailing at 20%, and Gohmert and Guzman scoring just 12%.